ماتوا
عايشين مع الثوار.
أنا ما ماتوا
عايشين مع الثوار.
مدنية مدنية.
Protesters chanted slogans in support of a civilian transition in Sudan and held signs that called on General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan to stay out of Sudanese politics, while others carried signs that read "No more terrorism in Sudan." Khalil Ibrahim is deputy president of the Sudanese American Community Organization in Washington, D.C., and one of the organizers of Saturday's rally in front of the Sudan embassy. He says recent political developments in Sudan compelled him and others to come out and declare their support to the civilian-led government of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok as relations between Sudan's military and civilian rulers continue to deteriorate.
There's a military belonging to the Islamic Junta, Burhan, and his supporter. They want to throw out the civilian government. So all the people here come to support the civilian government, Dr. Hamdok, and Al-Hurriya al-Taghir, to stop this military people from hijacking the revolution of Sudan.
Ibrahim says Sudanese Americans in the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia, or DMV area, as well as in other U.S. states, will continue to engage U.S. lawmakers and local government officials to galvanize support for the civilian transition in Sudan.
Here we have our senator and our, you know, House representative. We work with them. We talk to them personally. We give them the idea what Sudan, and we talk with representative of the Senate House and Virginia, and we are in contact with all of these people. You know, we talk to them to what's going on in each, you know, the other state. This is our Sudanese people. Their contact with their constituent, our representative, and they let them know, and we lobby to get all the government of U.S. Against the any coup in Sudan.
Asim al-Faki, another member of the Sudanese community in the DMV area, insists that a civilian official must chair Sudan's Sovereign Council in November, saying the term of the current head of the council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, is supposed to expire at the end of the month.
Based on the agreement that is the military or the constitution, the military withdrawal for half or just a little bit, 3 months over the half, and then the civilian will take over, and then after that we go for an election. So we all know, and we have seen in the field, that is the military is not actually, or the people from the military, they are not they are just like not like what is going on. So they try to make excuses to just like overthrow what they do, and just claiming that there are some people are just like saying they're not included. But we all know that these people were like from the previous government, and these are the people who are like status quo for the previous government. They're corrupt. They just want to come back.
Virginia resident Fatima Ghazali also came out on Saturday to add her voice to the chorus of protesters calling on the government of Sudan to respect the transition to democracy and civilian rule.
We need to say that we are support the civilian government. We need the democracy system. We don't need any dictatorship government, military government. We are here because we working hard to lead the process about the democracy and peace and justice going on smoothly without any challenges. We are here to send the message also to the U.S. To support the transitional government, especially the civilian government.
2 weeks ago, Sudan's transitional government said it had foiled a military coup orchestrated by military and civilian individuals who support ousted President Omar al-Bashir. The U.S. State Department issued a statement on its official webpage condemning, quote, the failed attempt by rogue military and civilian actors to seize power from Sudan's civilian-led transitional government, end quote. Just last week, a special envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feldman, traveled to Khartoum to highlight the United States' firm commitment to Sudan's ongoing political transition, which represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity for democracy, according to State Department spokesperson Ned Price. In his statement, Price said, Special Envoy Feldman expressed the United States' dedication to continued political and economic support as Sudan's transition proceeds. He also underscored that such support depends on Sudan's adherence to the agreed-to transitional order, as established in the 2019 Constitutional Declaration and the 2020 Juba Peace Agreement. Deviation from this path and failure to meet key benchmarks will place at risk Sudan's bilateral relation with the United States, including significant U.S. assistance, according to Price. Sudan's ambassador to the U.S., Nur ed-Din Sati, received a petition from the protesters on Saturday and promised to pass it on to Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok.
As ambassador to the United States for a year and 2 months now, I would like to acknowledge to you the role of the United States and the administration in supporting Sudan and the role you guys play in being in contact with the administration and Congress, which you played during the revolution and are still playing now to get them to support the revolution.
The Sudanese revolution marked a major shift of political power in Sudan that began with street protests in December 2018 and continued for months, leading to the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir in April 2019 and a power-sharing government between military and civilian leaders. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.